Good evening from the Swiney Squirrel Podcast.
Take two.
Oh, shoot.
Go ahead.
Good evening from the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. We now present no corrupt activities, no using this material for nothing outside for the Creek review, the educational purposes. Nothing's going to get discarded in the wrong light. We're not taking advantage of it. This is for educating people. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast now presents with equitability.
Wow, something that just started as four words, education, critiquing, review, and positivity. You've added a whole phone book to it.
Hey, we're just trying to be positive.
I'm WC Chronicles, your senior Springsteen Uniquities podcast number 41 host.
Wow. Jersey Mike, junior nerdling, 41. Wow, we are now middle-aged.
We are now middle-aged at 41. Springsteen Uniquities number 41 podcast.
You know what's funny about this? The other night, I told this girl, I live in Vegas, so let's read in between the lines. She was very scantily dressed, okay? So aren't you cold, young lady? She said, no, old man.
Oh.
So I'm an old man. It's all good. We just hit our 40s with our podcast, and we're ready to roll.
Well, at least she didn't call you grandpa or something.
Hey, she's going to call me grandpa, great-grandpa. It's all good. Because I'll tell you what, I hope she doesn't get a yeast infection.
So if you're new to our podcast, this is where we play Bruce Springsteen rarity songs, and we're basically building a Born in the USA box set of the mind.
That's crazy. I love that. A box set of the mind, because if you're our age, you remember where you were, hopefully, when Springsteen came out, Born in the USA. If not, you can build on it today's mindset.
You can build on it today.
Based on what we're telling you, because we grew up in that era.
We were there.
Yes.
We were there.
We were there when that album came out. We were there on MTV. Remember Friday Night Saturday videos when they used to line that up and have the knockdown fight against that? Born in the USA. I'm trying to think of the other one we played last week when he was pitching the baseball.
Glory Days.
That one for like 5-6 weeks in the row in the summer. So that was like really cool to be that alive
was,
that time.
Yeah. When did you ever get your first Born in the USA album or tape or
Probably 85, I want to say.
85. I borrowed a tape of it from my friend, Steve.
84 you got it?
84.
Okay.
Maybe 85. But
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, it's kind of...
Like, can I borrow... Yeah, I said, you know, do you have Born in the USA? Can I borrow that so I can listen to it and see what this Bruce Springsteen thing is all about? And I'm glad I did.
Yeah, because I remember watching the videos of him, and you know what? It was pretty cool. Here's a guy who made it, but he's still portraying construction workers, mechanics.
Blue collar,
throwing a baseball out with his son. You know, oh, he said his mom's gonna be mad at us and stuff in the video. He's really down to earth.
He is. Well, why don't we jump into our first track? What I pulled out here is the vinyl version of No Surrender.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I know you've had some hard times getting this song confused with another song, correct?
Yes.
So, a few facts about this. No Surrender, it actually was not going to be on the album at first. But due to Lil Stevens' insistence on it to Bruce, they made it go on the album. And it never got released as a single, but something they call the mainstream rock chart, it did get up to number 29.
Wow.
So for a song that wasn't released as a single, that's pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good.
So here's the vinyl take on No Surrender.
Busted out of class.
Surrender vinyl version from Born in the USA. I love the opening line, learned more from a 3-minute record than Hey Baby We Ever Did Learn in School. Can you relate to that at all? I know, because I can.
If you listen to a lot of lyrics, they talk about life on a lot of different versions of different music, but it's awful weird how you say that. And it starts, you hear in the 30s, you hear a little something, the 40s.
Yeah.
It's always the same line. Be good, listen to your parents, try to do some kind of educational thing,
yeah.
Be positive. But it's over so many different generations and different forms of music and artists. It's just really, it's the basic way to be in life.
I mean, even when Born USA came out, he was 33, 34? He was still able to write records who were talking to us kids in high school at that time.
As he was in high school.
Yeah.
But he wasn't.
It was just amazing.
You know what makes me wonder? If you looked at some of his videos back then, is he portraying them to show people that's probably how you're going to wind up and being a blue-class collar worker isn't so bad?
I think so. You know, if you're talking about like Detroit and the Midwest, you know, it just...
So I think Springsteen was trying to educate people and be like, hey, if you get lucky and get a good job like this and get a girl and marry, this is what life's about.
Take it.
He spoke about it.
He
sung it to us.
So, I got the results from last week from the 3 songs that we put up for our listeners to vote on
our
Instagram.
Trifecta.
Our trifecta. So, I'll start. First, we had Wages of Sin, which was an outtake that never did get put on Born USA, but it was released on Trax. It got 46 votes. And then, second place, we also had in there, we played the audio clip of Glory Days from the music video, 81.
That's pretty good.
And as we were talking about, that is the music video that not many people realize his first wife, or his current first wife, Julianne Phillips, and then Patty Scarfla was in the band, on the bandstand, both in the same music video.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
But the winner for 83 votes is that Harry Potter song that got released, I'll Stand By You Always, that we played.
Wow.
So no scientific results, just something for fun. I'll Stand By You Always beats Glory Days by 2 votes.
Unbelievable. I lost, but I'll tell you what. The winners, the listenership winning votes is always what wins. My heart's a little crushed, but goes out to you guys. But it's all Springsteen.
It's all Springsteen. That's all that matters. So what I pulled out for our second track is No Surrender Again. But this time, acoustic.
Okay, I think that this actually might be better than the first song, because with acoustic, it's got a different flavor.
Yeah, that's kind of why I picked it. I mean, to put them side by side, you got the studio version, but then you got this acoustic live version. This is from Toronto, Canada, from the Born in the USA tour, July 26th, 1984.
Doesn't get better than this, ladies and gentlemen.
And listen to him talk, because there's something that he's going to mention and say that's going to lead into our third and final track after we play this.
Oh, this is a song about, I guess, holding on to something. Which is harder to do, it seems, in the world today. But this is for, it seems that what keeps people human is their ability to keep dreaming about things. It seems like when you lose that, This is for little Steven. He's got a record out called Voice of America right now. It's a real good record. And he's one of my best dreaming partners. Thank you. we ever learned in school. Tonight I hear the neighborhood drummer sound. I can feel my heart begin to pound. You say you're tired and you just wanna close your eyes and follow your dream down.
Don't get much sweeter than that, you know. Jersey Mike, what do you think?
That's a song that for me would be like you're taking a long drive, the sun's setting, and you're just heading off to nowhere.
Yeah.
Or you have a long way to go to somewhere, but you don't know what's going to happen when you get there. And that just gives you one of those things, just like, you know, it's going to be okay, but don't surrender. Don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah.
Don't give up on what you want in life. It might not turn out the way it is or the way you want it, but you can still think and dream that it could. And like he was saying in the beginning of that song, that's what I think keeps us all civil.
Yeah, and buried in that song, it's almost like an image from the Civil War. Brothers going up against other potential brothers, brothers against brothers, North versus South. So it kind of paints a picture of civil war there, I've noticed, just in that acoustic version.
And even though there is a winner, there really is no winner.
Yeah, it's true. There's no
winner. You
know
what I mean? It's like when somebody dies in a war, or you know, somebody dies inside or does shit they don't want to do. There is no winner It's just not giving up and surrendering and just saying, laying down and say, die.
I think somewhere there's an alternate universe that where No Surrender was released as a single.
Exactly. And I think somewhere...
And that acoustic version was the B-side.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, in some other strange universe, I think that was a top number one hit.
I think it would have been at least top five, if not, you know.
Just got
radio
so much...
stations would have played the A-side and the B-side. They would have flipped back and forth type thing. Because that happened a lot in the 70s. They did it like with Queens, some of Queens songs. You know, forget it. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's get on to the third, final track.
Oh, shit. That got me thinking.
You heard him there in at the beginning montage talking there. He mentions and he talks about Little Steven's album called Voice of America. Okay? This is an album that's Little Steven and the Disciplines of Soul.
That's the name of his band. Wow, that's a pretty cool band.
1983, he did have a single out from that album called Out of the Darkness, and it did get some MTV Video Music Play.
Wow.
I went back and dug it up, so I thought we would make this Little Steven track our last track for the Springsteen Uniquities, since it's all kind of connected together.
And you know what's crazy about this? Little Steven had a role in one of the biggest,
all-time...
hits on television, the all-time most viewed, even though it's cable, The Sopranos. He played Sil, and I'll tell you what, Silvio, that was a hell of a show, and who knew he was going from this to that?
Yeah.
You just don't know. So like you taught us in our world, let's say,
improv,
never say no.
Never say no. So this video is definitely 1984, but here we go. Let's take it.
Yeah.
Jersey, what do you think?
Perfect way to round out the Springsteen Unicities. You know why? Because that was unique what you just said there.
Yeah.
From him, 84, 85, I guess they shoot this sometimes a year ahead of time.
They can. They will shoot videos a year ahead of time.
So you really don't know, but that was just...
Yeah, and I only discovered that. I mean, I know he did solo work. I know Clarence Clemons has done solo work. Each E Street band member has done solo work somehow, somewhere, or a side session man with other people and other projects. And with that little montage that Springsteen did on No Surrender, the acoustic track, I went and dug it up and I thought it was a nice addition here.
Perfect way to end the box set of the mind, because you know why? That makes you go back. If you were born in the 80s, before the 80s, during the 80s, you just zoned out. That was the 80s. Like you said, the hair bands, the crazy floor, the crazy floor.
Yeah, we were using the music video for that as the audio track on that. We should post that on our Instagram in WCW_comedy, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, to re-experience. Actually, why don't we do this? Here's my thought, okay? We will have No Surrender Acoustic going up against Out of the Darkness, Little Steven.
Wow, bang, bang, bang. Great idea.
And then
why don't
we start introducing into Springsteen Unicities members of the E Street Band and their solo works or other side projects they've done?
Perfect. You know podcast. Why? I like that because it's like the movie The Puppet Master. One controlling and, you know, one jump, this, but not in a bad way, but in a positive way to show how awesome Springsteen is by letting people do their thing, but yet he's in control.
I think
the record company, sorry.
The record company. Well, I think it'd just be neat because we can take a look at the other side members of what they've done. Because there's Niels Lofgren, Clarence Clemons, Jake Clemons. He's just had a new solo album come out.
Wow.
Maybe we'll grab some of his stuff next time.
I wonder if Springsteen's daughter sings at all.
I don't think his daughters are in.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not that we know about.
Never say never.
Like you taught us that improv. Never say no.
So this has been Springsteen Unicities Podcast number 41. Watch for the videos coming up on Instagram and go vote.
You know what's perfect?